Hello.
Hello, my name is Susan from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual community. Can you help us out with the survey tonight?
Do I what?
Can you help us out with the survey?
Sure.
Okay. Just start off.
Who are you with?
Yes, I'm sorry, can you repeat that question? It's opinion research.
All right, go. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. What is the year of your birth?
1950.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma or high school graduate diploma or equivalent, or some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish region?
No.
No? Thank you.
No.
And what is your race? So I'll read them out to you. Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
White. I'm white.
Thank you.
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you so much.
It's a race. That's a race, yeah.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. I'll read those. The first one is... Would that be a scale from 0 to 10? Which 0 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 neutral, 10...
Three.
Thank you. Yeah. Republicans in Congress.
Pardon?
Yes, Republicans in Congress. Would that be very cold and unfavorable, which is a 0, 5, 10, very warm and favorable? Or in between? Hello?
7.
7, okay. And Katie
Hodge. Who?
Katie Hodge. Would that be very cold and unfavorable? Neutral, very warm and unfavorable, 10, or in between. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
4.
4, thank you. Kamala Harris.
2.
Kamala Harris, would that be from 0 to 10, 0 being very cold? 2. Thank you.
2.
Donald Trump.
Well, politically, I think he's a 9.
Okay. Thank you. When thinking about who voted for in November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate would be promoted traditional family values? Would that be a must have, will not vote for a candidate, and for who doesn't? Would that be very important, somewhat important, neutral, very, not very important, or?
Very important.
Very important?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Pure diet, okay, prioritize bringing down prices to make cases of living more affordable. Would that be very important, somewhat important, neutral, very important, or a must-have, will not vote for a candidate who doesn't?
So it's very important. The range is from very important to must-have?
Yes, actually here the first one is a must-have, will not vote for a candidate who doesn't, or very important, or somewhat important, or neutral, or not very important?
Very important.
Okay. Paradise, making housing more affordable. Would that be a must-have? Will not vote for a candidate who doesn't, or very important, or somewhat important, or neutral, not very important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Prioritize protecting abortion access. Would that be a must-have? Will not vote for a candidate who doesn't.
Well, you said protecting what?
Protecting abortion access.
Abortion access.
Abortion access.
Oh, protecting abortion access.
Yes.
Okay.
Very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important.
Not very important.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate? Or were you not able to vote? Was it Carrie Lake, Ruben Gallego, someone else?
Carrie Lake.
Thank you. As you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that would enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote?
I did not vote for that, no.
So that was no to oppose the measure? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. What values were behind your decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please choose the one or two values that best describes the value behind your decision. You may select up to two. I'll read them out to you. The first one is responsibility to women. The second one, freedom from government interference. The third, equity. The fourth one is traditional family values. Five, safety. Six, caring about your community. Seven, faith in God. Eight, control over your own life. Nine, making decisions about your own body. 10, responsibility to younger and future generations. 11, privacy. 12, protecting the lives of unborn children.
12.
Okay. You can choose. Actually, you can select up to two, or is that just the one?
What was seven? What was seven?
Faith in God.
Seven.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to your personally on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means that it was somewhat important, and 0 means that the outcome was not important at all? You can always
seven.
Seven. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thinking back to the 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you more or less motivated to vote? Or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
I always vote, so it didn't make any difference.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learn If you learned a candidate for political office supported the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or did it not make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
If they supported the measure?
Yes.
Is that what you
mean?
So I would be less likely to vote.
Less likely to vote, okay. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it a lot, just some, very little, not at all?
Just some.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it a lot, just some, very little, not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Is that abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona? Or abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona.
Can you repeat those?
Yes. Abortion, would you choose abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona? Or abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona? Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona? Or abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona?
Well, I don't really agree with any of those, but I would come closest to saying abortion is legal in Arizona in most cases.
Okay. So that would be
but
the first thing, abortion is legal.
No. What's the second one?
The second was abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona.
That's the first one?
That's the second one. The first one is abortion. The first one is abortion.
Abortion is legal in all cases of Arizona.
In all cases.
The first. So that's the second one, in most cases. You should have one that says abortion is legal in some cases. Not most or not all, but some cases. So that's really what I agree to or think should be the thing, but I, of the choices, I would have to say it's legal in most cases from your four choices.
Okay. Thank you so much. Based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally? Legal in most cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Again, I don't think you have enough choices, but because you don't give the person the choice to say legal in some cases, not most. So both of your choices to say that it should be legal, you're above 50% and not between 50 and 0. So the only answer I have for you is legal in most cases. But
okay.
That's not truly how I feel.
Thank you, sir. Even if neither is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? I'll read them out to you. The first one, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
So there's three choices. I'll take the middle one.
Okay, thank you.
The second one.
Thank you so much. Here is a series of statements. After each one, please indicate how much you agree with each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where a 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you neither agree nor disagree. And where 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is putting the right to abortion in our Constitution opens the door to taxpayer-funded abortion and even child-centile mutilation. Now, would that be from 0 to 10, which 0 strongly disagree, 5 neither agree nor disagree, 10 strongly agree?
I would say 8.
Okay, thank you. Second one, abortion bans push people deeper into poverty and especially hurt those working to make ends meet, young people and people of color. Would that be from 0 to 10, which 0 strongly disagree, 5 neither agree nor disagree, 10 strongly agree?
I would say 3 strongly, I disagree.
Thank you. We need to protect everyone's fundamental rights to control their own bodies from politicians and government interference, including whether to have an abortion. Would that be from 0 to 10? Strongly disagree, neither agree nor disagree, which is 5, and 10 strongly agree.
I don't agree with this statement at all. I think that's kind of a leading statement. Read it again, what the statement is.
Would you like me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. The statement is, we need to protect everyone's fundamental right to control their own body from politicians and government interference, including whether to have an abortion.
I would say I strongly disagree with that.
Okay. The fourth statement is, parents must give their permission for children to take Tylenol at school. They should have to give permission for their child to get an abortion too. 0, strongly disagree. 5, neither agree nor disagree. 10, strongly agree.
10.
Thank you. Now 5 is, abortion is a normal part of reproductive health care, and abortion bans threatens the health of people who get pregnant. Would that be 0, strongly disagree, 5, neither agree nor disagree, 10, strongly agree, or either in any number in between?
Well, I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Okay. Here is a list of organizations. Please rate how much you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you trust them a lot, or 5 means you somewhat trust them, and 0 means you do not trust them at all. You may select any number between 0 and 10. Now, the first one is Democrats in Arizona. Would that be 0, do not trust them at all, 5, somewhat trust them, 10, trust them a lot, or any number in between?
0.
Thank you. 2, Republicans in Congress. That'd be 0, do not trust them at all, 5, somewhat trust them, 10, trust them a lot, or any number in between.
7.
Thank you. Republicans in Arizona. Would that
same
be?
Question.
Republicans in Arizona.
No, probably 7 again.
7, okay. Democrats and Congress.
2.
Thank you. Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally? Legal in most cases nationally? Illegal in most cases nationally? Or illegal in all cases nationally? And do Republicans... Yes?
Go ahead.
Yes. And do Republicans want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally. So that means...
Well, I don't... So is that two questions?
That's two questions, but I just...
Yeah, so the first one, I think Democrats want it to be legal in all cases, and I think Republicans want it to be... Again, I think your question lacks validity because it goes from most, it's most and all instead of all, most, and some. But I would have to say that Democrats want it legal in all cases and Republicans want it legal in most cases.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Here is a list of policies Republicans, actually, I'm sorry, let me start over. Here is a list of policies Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. Thinking back to the election, please indicate whether you heard a lot, heard some, heard a little bit, or heard some, or heard nothing about each policy. I'll read out the statements for you. Policies, I'm sorry. Appointing judges who will strike down abortion rights. Now it gives you the options. Heard a lot, heard some, heard a little bit, or heard nothing.
And is that who I heard it from, or is it just what I
it's giving me the list of policies that Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. And so
so it's Republicans. Okay.
Yes.
So I probably heard a little bit. Heard a little bit.
So you heard a little bit. Okay. Now the second one is banning any abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jail doctors or providing legal abortion medication to patients. Have you heard a lot? Heard some? Heard a little bit? Heard nothing?
Well, it depends on who you listen to. So I think I probably heard a lot more than I wanted to. I probably heard a lot.
Thank you, sir. Third, banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the health of mother. Heard a lot, heard some, heard a little bit, or heard nothing?
I heard some.
Thank you. Letting the states decide their own abortion laws. Heard a lot, heard some, heard a little bit, or heard nothing?
Heard some.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done here. Now, here is a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select the one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and helpful information on issues like abortion. You may select up to two. I'll read them out. Abortion rights organizations, that's number one. Two, women in my life. Three, religious leaders. Four, hosts of podcasts. Five, commenters on social media. Six, activists. Seven, politicians. Eight, my family. Nine, my friends. 10, mothers. 11, journalists. 12, healthcare professionals. The last one, doctors.
And the question is, who would I...
The question is, which of these... The list of people.
Would I trust?
Yes, it says here. Here is a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and helpful information on issues like abortion.
Well, I would say the family and the doctors.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Finally, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. First one is CNN, 2, YouTube, 3, local news stations, 4, radio, NPR, 6, Facebook, 7, Twitter, 8, the New York Times, 9, TikTok, 10, Washington Post, 11, Fox News, 12, podcasts, or MSNBC, and MSNBC.
That's it?
Or other, if you have any specific, I can put it, write it down for you.
Well, I don't know. I really don't. I guess I probably would watch Fox News some, and NPR is what, National Public Radio?
Yes,
Radio,
NPR, yes.
And maybe NPR, yeah, those two, yeah.
Thank you. If you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? Words are very little here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. First one is, I would have voted for Kamala Harris for president. Second, I would have done nothing differently. Third, I would have voted for Donald Trump for president.
I would have done nothing differently.
Thank you. If you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? Number one, I would have voted for Democratic candidates down ballot, like senator or governor. Second, I would have done nothing differently. Third, I would have voted for Republican candidates down ballot, like senator or governor.
I would have done nothing differently.
Thank you, sir. Reflecting on the last few months since Trump took office, would you say that abortion and reproductive rights have become more or less of a priority for you since the November 2024 election, or has it stayed the same? Would that be
stay the same? Yes.
Thank you. Even if none of them is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? Would that be number one, things are going well in America and no real changes are needed? Second, things in America are going poorly and what we need is a major change and a shock to the system. Three, things could be going better in America and what we need is a return to basic stability.
Well, by what, when you ask things are going in general, where they're going, or specifically?
What comes closest to your view?
What was the second one?
The second is, things in America are going poorly, and what we need is a major change and a shock to the system.
Yeah, I would say that's what's needed, yeah.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I would probably be considered a Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
I would say strong Republican.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2024, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 to $84,999, or $85,000 to $99,999, or $100,000 to $249,000, or $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000.
$150,000 to $249,000.
Okay. So it's $100,000 to $249,000. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere between there, yeah.
Thank you so much. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very patient. I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
Yeah. Have
a great
weekend. You too. You too. All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.